Good morning, Rabbi Sai. Just a couple of thoughts on the words which are difficult to understand, maybe in Moed Tzur. B'nei vino yemei shmoino, kovu shir anonim. So what's the pshat? B'nei vino yemei shmoino.
Shmoino is clear.
What?
Shmoino is clear.
Shmoino is?
Clear. No, I mean it's 8 days.
It's 8 days, yeah. Yemei Shmoino is 8 days, so there are 8 days. But what's B'nei Vino, what's Yemei Shmoino? So I actually heard one pshat which is not brought down in here in the Sefer, but I think it's very cute, and that is that we've heard many, many times about the kasha of the Beis Yosef. Yeah, the Beis Yosef says there was enough oil to burn for 1 day, therefore the miracle was only 7 days, the seven additional days, and therefore we should only have Chanukah 7 days. Yeah, we've heard that. It's been mentioned by the number of speakers, and there is apparently a sefer somewhere which has got 500 answers to the kasha of the Beis Yosef. So
everyone is true.
And everyone is true or possible, anyway. So somebody said that that's pshat. B'nei vino, those who want to understand, yemei shmoino, why we have 8 days. In other words, it's referring to the people who are trying to find an answer to the Beis Yosef's question. B'nei vino, those who are people of understanding, yemei shmoino, they've got a kasha, why are there 8 days? So this is a reference to the people who are trying to work out a teretz, trying to work out an answer to the kasha of the Beis Yosef. But the Watzikul says, here he brings down a pshat, which says as follows, B'nei vino, men of understanding, that is the Talmid HaChachomim, it says that the year after the year after Chanukah, it says that they made Kavoam Yontuf. The Gemara says that they fixed Chanukah to be a Yontuf. That should be Yemei Halil Vahoidor, days of Halil Vahoidor. So they could have fixed it to be a proper Yontuf. It could be an Issa Melocha. They could have fixed Chanukah to be a Yontuf, an 8 day Yontuf, like we have Pesach or like we have. Sukkos.
Yeah. Dreidel with money.
No, you'd have to play the dreidel with sweets or whatever. Yeah, I'll call upon him. So therefore, the Chachomim made a cheshbon, and they decided that there was no need for that. Issa Melocha is not something that is applicable, really, apart from maybe when the lights are burning them themselves. But apart from that, Issa Melocha, this isn't a Yom Tov Issa Melocha. The Ikka of the day is, it should be Halel V'Hoidor. It should be Halel V'Hoidor. And if I say Halel, and I light my menorah, and I eat my donuts, then that is enough of a Yom Tov to commemorate the miracle that occurred, and to commemorate the Chanukah Samizbeach. And therefore it says, that's pshat, b'nei vino, that the people of understanding, the chachomim sheba oisa ador, yemei shmoino kovu shir uranonim. They fix the 8 days only as shir uranonim. Not as a complete yontif, not as an issa melocha, but kovu shir uranonim, they fix this yontif, as the Gemara says, that the shana abo, that the next year, kavom behalel v'hoidor. That the Ikka is, even if it's a weekday, and even if you can do malocha, and you can go to work, and you can do all the other things, but as long as you're doing your shiva anonim, you're doing your halev oidor, that's enough. So that's the second pshat in B'nei Vino, Yemei Shmoino, Kovu Shira Anonim. And then we say, Dechei Admoin, Betzel Salmoin, Hokim Lonoroi Shiva. At the end of Chasof Kodshecho, we finish off Dechei Admoin, Betzel Salmoin. What does Dechei Admoin, Betzel Salmoin mean?
Admoin is
Esau. Admoin is Esau, very good. The Pasuk says, Vayetei Horishoin, Admoini Kuloi Kadereseo. So, what does Dechei Admoin mean? So, there are two pshotim in Dechei Admoin, Betzel Salmoin. And my time is up, so tomorrow morning, B'leida, we'll do the two pshatim in Dechei Admoin, B'tzeil Talmoin. And tonight, you'll have to think about what you're going to be mechaven when you get to the end of Moed Tzur.
Started at Torrey, Northwest London, Thursday, 4th day Chanukah, 20th Kaf Ches Kislev, 18th December, Reino Rav Eliyahu Rubinstein Shlita, Chanukah and Reflections on Sydney. This week's Torah has been sponsored. Anonymous on the birth of Sonny Rotten Shiskel Gadler, the Sora Chupla Mas and Tobin, and Lila Nishmas, our esteemed founder, Rib Yosef Dov Ben, Rib Shimon Michal Tzvi Itzkovitz, Zichro Noli Brachol.
So in each Shmoy Nesra, each Amida, every benching through Hanukkah, so we're saying, we're giving Shvach Veido Ala Nisim, Vala Purkan, Vala Gvurois, Vala Chuois, Vala Malchomois, Shasisala Vesein Vayomahim Bazman Hazeh. Expressing our praise and appreciation for the Nisim, for the salvation, for the rescue, for the Yeshuas, which Hashem performed for the Bnei Yisrael. At this time, in those days, at the time of Nesu Chanukah. Now, on this Nusach, the Ve'ala Melchomois seems a little incongruous. It doesn't seem to fit. One thanks for winning the battle. Ve'ala Nitzochim, right? But not for the battle itself, seemingly. Not for the Melchomah itself. Now, Yesh Mepharshim, you could interpret it. It means for Hashem's fighting the wars on our behalf. Sure. But then, still, the order seems somewhat out of place. You would then say, V'ala Melchomah is for fighting the wars, V'ala Teshuah, and the Yeshua, I mean, is winning the war. The Teshuahs and the Purkan have come before the Melchomis. It doesn't. So there's a Beis Halevi. I saw a Hezba. The Beis Halevi in Parshas Beshalach by Kriyas Yamsuf. The Beis Halevi says something very, very powerful. By Kriyas Yamsuf, when Klal Yisrael said Shira, Klal Yisrael says the Beis Halevi, the Ikka Shira was not only that they were saved. The Yeshua, the personal salvation that they received at Kriyas Yamsuf, the Klal Yisrael received. The Ikka Shira, the Ikka Simcha, which Klal Yisrael had at the time, was that they were Zoicha to be able to be the vehicle by which there was a Kvod Shemayim was Nisrabe, and Niskado. That there was a Kiddush Hashem took place. And Klal Yisrael was Zoicha to be the vehicle, the means by which that took place. And if that's the case, says the Beis Halevi, then it's as much about the Shibud which came before as the Geula which got them out of it. That means it's a whole picture. The Ribui Kvod Shemayim, the increasing Kvod Shemayim, came about because the whole picture. There was the Shibud, the Klal Yisrael was suffering, and then the Geula from it. It's the two together. Says the Beis Halevi, the Pasuk in Tehillim, Oid Chok Yani Soni, Vatihili Lishua. The Malbim Moses learns the Pasuk the same way. Oid Chok Yani Soni, I thank for my Lashon of Inoy, suffering. I thank for my sufferings because through them, I got the Yeshua. We are obligated, in other words, to acknowledge and to give thanks for the battles through which, because of which, we experience the Yeshua. It's when we see the whole picture, there results the increased Kiddush Shem Shemayim, which we were zeicher to be a keli, a kli, to be married by Kavod Shemayim. That's what we give. So it's Allah Teshua, it's after the Yeshua, then we can give Shvach Veido on the Melchoma itself, on the battles which were fought as well. It's well known, the famous Maimah, famous things from Balatanya and the Baal Shem Tov, but actually it's from the Rishonim, the Chovos Avavos, and Shai Yichud HaMaisa, Rabbi Bachya in Bereshis, Ki ha-ma'at min ha-emes, small amount of truth, yinatzach harbu min ha-sheker, can defeat a great deal of sheker. Just as, ha-ma'at min ha-oyer, a little bit of light, doicha harbu min ha-cheshek, can push away a great deal of darkness. That's quite the famous expression. A little bit of light pushes away big dark room, one candle. A little bit of light can push away harbu ha-cheshek. That's for sure. Vada emes. But there's perhaps a deeper level as well. There's a Medrash Tanchuma on Parshas Bahaloisecha by the Menorah, on the Pasuk El Mul Panei HaMenorah. Says the Medrash Tanchuma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hidlik Oyer Mitoich Choyshech. Pasuk in Bereishis, that there was a Choyshech Al Pnei Sahoim. You got darkness Al Pnei Sahoim. Maksiv Acharov, has the pasuk go on? Vayom Elakim Yehi Oyer, says the Medrash Tanchuma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hidlik Oyer Mitoich Choyshech, from within Choyshech. Oma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Umitoich HaChoyshech Hoitzesi Oyro. From within darkness itself, I brought forth light. Light emerges out of and from within the darkness itself. It's another level. It's interesting, there's a Medrash Rabbah on that same Pasuk in Bereishis. Rav Shimon ben Lakish says, there's hints in that Pasuk to all four of the exiles, all four Goliaths. You got the Paharetz Hoisos Soihu, based on links in Psukim, that's a reference to Golos Bava. Vavoyu, say Golos Modai, Paras Modai. The Choshech, what's the Choshech? Zeh Golos Yavon. That's a Golos of Yavon. Shech Shichayneim Shal Yisrael, and so on. Al Pnei Sahayim, Zeh Golos Mamleches HaRashah, that's the Golos we're in now. Interesting, the Medrash goes on, and Baruach Elokim Merachefes is a reference to Melech HaMashiach, to the Mashiach, and carries on the Medrash, and by which Zechus will he come. So that's the Al Pnei HaMoyim. The Mashiach will come Al Pnei HaMoyim, when there's Moyim, which is a reference to Tshuva, which is Shifchi Kamayim Libech. And that's how the Medrash continues. Oh, but this Medrash Rabbah says, V'choshech Zegolos Yavon. So if you take the two Medrashim together, the Medrash Tanchuma and this Medrash Rabbah, what emerges is this. V'choshech Golos Yavon. Golos Yavon is the Choshech. Brought Choshech to the world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hidlik Oyer Mitoy Choshech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Madlik and Oyer brought light out of. It is because of the Choshech, the darkness and the tzoros of Golos Yavon, that Hashem brought forth the light, the Geula, and that's why we say Al HaTshuos Ba'am Ala Melchomos. We see this very much in the current parashas. The Sedras we're going through. Parashas V'yeshev, it's very, very difficult. It's very difficult. Yosef undergoes much suffering. It's very hard to understand. But it's Yosef HaTzadik himself who sets us straight. And he gives us the Musadrosh in Parashas Vayigash when he reveals himself to his brothers, V'yemani Yosef Achichem, I'm Yosef, your brother. And he tells him, V'aton na al te'otz, don't be upset. V'alicha b'neichem ki mechad v'yosehen, you saw me here, ki lemichyo shalachani elekim lefneichem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me here. There's still time to come in the famine, he says. V'yishloch, it's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me here, not you. And in Parshas Vayechi, when the brothers are worried after Yaakov Avinu is nifta, maybe there'll be some concern, Yosef will be still upset with them. So they go to him and he says, Elikim Chashova Latoiva. He tells them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cheshbened it, all Latoiva. So despite appearances, Yosef teaches us, Elikim Chashov Latoiva. There's a Gemara in Menachos, very famous Gemara. Moshe Rabbeinu, when Ola Moshe Lamorim, Moshe Rabbeinu goes up Lamorim on high, and the Rebbe Hashem shows him Rabbi Akiva. Here's Rabbi Akiva. Moshe Rabbeinu sees the gadlus of Rabbi Akiva to the extent that he asks Rabbi Hashem, "Why are you giving the Torah through me?" And then Moshe Rabbeinu asks to see what will be with Rabbi Akiva, what's the schar of Rabbi Akiva. And he's shown Shashoiklim Basarib Makalim, and he's shown Rabbi Akiva being tortured to death. That's why Rugi Machos. Omar Lefonov, Moshe Rabbeinu asks. Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbeinu Shalom, Zu Torah Vzu Schara. That's Torah, that's a schar. Moshe Rabbeinu asks. The Rebbe Hashem replies, says the Gemara, Shesoik, quiet, Kach Ola B'machshava Lefonai. That's Rebbeinu Shem's machshava. In the Gemara in Brachas, different Gemara, when it was actually taking place, when the execution was taking place, when Rebbi Akiva was suffering, so the Gemara says, Omru Malachi Ashoris, the Malachim, the Malachi Ashoris say lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zu Torah v'zu Schara? And again, there's no reply. In the Eila Eskara, in the Piyut, which we say in the Chazar Sashatz of Musaf and Yom HaKippurim, based on the Medrashim, there's an answer. There's an answer in his explanation, but there's an answer. Sarfei mala tzaku b'mara. We say it very, very quickly. And you're making a poem, right? Sarfei mala tzaku b'mara. The malachim cried out with a bitterness. Zu toira v'zu schara. Anso baska mishamayim. Baska replies from Shamayim. Im esh makoil. Here's the answer. Im esh makoil acher. If I hear another sound, I will return the water to Mayim. It's back to the pasuk from Bereishis we were quoting. I will return the world back to Soyu Vavoyu, the state it was in at the very beginning of Bereishis Olam. How do we make sense? Well, what answer? How is that an answer? How is that a response? Another sound? Another coil? A coil of what? Zutayra v'zuschara from the Malachim. I will return the world back to the state of Soyev Avayim. There's a Dubna Magid. Explains with a marshal. There was a Russian general, and he requires a new uniform, new suit, some time back. And there's a Yiddish tailor. So he goes in, and he has to get measured up. So he would get measured, all the different cheshbonos, and then you'd be told you need kach v'kach, a certain amount of material, this type of material, that type of material. And it would be upon the person looking for the new suit, the new uniform, so he would have to either buy it himself or pay for the different type of material, bring the material to the tailor, who would then go about making the suit. Now in those days, obviously, material cost money, material was valuable, we didn't throw things away. And whatever was left over, the cuttings or whatever, you can put to some sort of use. And the change, so to speak, would go back to the fellow commissioning the suit. Okay? So this Russian general, he gets measured up. And he's told, come back in 2 weeks' time. He comes back. He tries on the suit. It fits perfectly. Absolutely delighted. And when he's paying, he says, could I have the leftovers, please? Could I have all the scraps? And the Yiddish tailor says to him, I'm an expert. I measured you. I told you the amount you needed. It's exactly right. There's no leftovers. Can you imagine this Russian general, you swindler, you Jew? What are you doing? Of course there are. Give me. Don't try and cheat me. Give me. He said, I'm telling you, there is nothing left. I measured you precisely. It's exactly what you need. The Russian general's furious. He doesn't believe him. He's threatening to have him punished. Eventually, the Yiddish tailor's got no choice. And he says, you know what? Take off the suit. Take off the suit. He lays it out. He takes his unpicker. And he proceeds to unpick every stitch and every piece of this suit till he lays it all out on the table, takes out the measure, says, look there, I told you. Exactly the measurements I said. Says the Dubra Magid. The response was, in order to answer this question, you need every single detail laid out fully from beginning to end. And I can only do that by going all the way back to Soyuv Avoyog, unravel everything, unpick all the material of the suit, lay it out fully, then I can respond. I said, if I hear Koil Acher, if you keep demanding an answer, that's the only way you can answer, is with the entire picture. As I said, the Dubna Magid. Now, of course, we are all Maminim, Rene Maminim, the Tzidek Adem, Hatzur Tomim Parlo, Paskin Hazin, Hatzur Tomim Parlo, Kichot Rochum, Mishpat Kedem Munah, Ben Ovel, Tzadib Yosha, of course. And we know, Nachmesh Gamzu, Gamzu Latova, called the Ovid Rachman Latav Ovid. We understand these things. There's a Mishnah in Brachas. Chayev Adam Levorech Al Ara, Kishem Shehu Mavarech Al Ara, to make the bracha on Ra, just as one makes on Taiva. Dan emeth, like a Taiva Meitiv. What does it mean, just as one makes the bracha, whatever Meitiv? One has to make the bracha of Dan emeth. Says the Rambam, Peish Mishnayis, with the same simcha and leiv Taiv. That means if we would truly understand, we would be making the two brachas with exactly the same simcha and leiv Taiv. Because, as the Rambam explains, as you do it from the Chachamim always said, "Kol the Ovid, Rachman Latav Ovid." Everything, we may not unsee it, we can't unpick the suit, we can't lay it out, we don't have the full picture, but we understand that it's Latav Ovid, it's Latoivo. Says the Rambam, V'zedovo Sichli, Eitzo Bale HaSeichel, and this is common. So this is seichel. This is basic seichel. Even if there wouldn't be a pasuk for it, this is clear seichel to understand that called the Ovid Rachman Latav Ovid. We may not have access to the information, but we can dehear it. In which case, it would be quite natural to assume that the greater the person, the higher the madrega in Emunah and Bitachon, the closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look, for that, the person should be less affected by tragedies, by terrible circumstances, when things are wrong. The Rambam, who says, but Seichel, says the Rambam, would be less affected if there would be a terrible tragedy. The Nevi'im, less affected, less concerned, less emotional. But it's absolutely not so. On the contrary, and it needs explanation. Let me read to you a letter, part of a letter, a famous letter from the Rambam. The Rambam wrote this letter to a friend, a close friend, Mar Yefes, who was a Dayan, and the Rambam had a very high regard for him, judging by the titles the Rambam gives him. They had been together in Eretz Yisrael. Rambam had gone to Eretz Yisrael, and had gone back down to Mitzrayim, to Egypt. They were spending time, and they hadn't been in touch, as you see, for quite some time. People didn't just pick up the phone in those days, okay? The Rambam had received a letter, and in that letter, Mar Yefes, the Dayan, had, in that letter, so to speak, complained that the Rambam hadn't been in touch, hadn't written to him. And the Rambam responds, essentially saying, "You're complaining against me. I've got tainas on you. I'm upset with you. Why didn't you write to me?" He says, since we parted ways, he's had a very difficult time. The Rambam describes what he's gone through. Listen to the Rambam, and for this, he writes it in Lashon HaKodesh, so it's not gone through translation. I'm going to translate it, but I would like to stick as closely to how the Rambam words it, because it's obviously, this is Rambam's own personal letter. So he says, "You haven't written to me, and I've gone through a very difficult time lately. Tzoris rabbis here in Mitzrayim. Illnesses, loss of money," and he'll explain soon how. "Vamidas moishim olai lahargeni." He had his people who were trying to be moish to him, to have him killed by the authorities. And then, he says, the worst thing that happened to me lately, more recently, which is worse than anything else that's ever happened to me, and that was the Patiras HaTzadik, Zecher Tzadik Bracha. It's a reference to his brother, his younger brother, Rabbi David, who drowned in a shipwreck in the Indian Ocean, the Yam Hoid, in the Indian Ocean, together with a huge amount of money of his own. He was somebody who was trading and investing of the Rambam's money, other people's money. And he left behind a Bas Katana, he says, a young girl, and his almona, his wife, by the Rambam. Staying by the Rambam. Says the Rambam, "V'nish'arti acharav k'moy shana," and after that, for about a year, from the day that I heard the terrible news, I was for about a year noifel ala mita, bedridden, b'shchinra u'bedalekes, fever b'shimoin levav, in a state, u'kimat kot hoyisi oved, just short of passing. I was that ill for a year, bedridden, in a terrible state. Va'achakach, says the Rambam, adayim hazeh, k'moy shmoyna shonim. It's a length of time. It's now 8 years since that had happened. Till today, he says, ani mes'abev lois nachanti. I'm mourning. And how could I be comforted, he says. He grew up on my lap. Must have been a much younger brother. He was a brother. He was a Talmud. He used to trade the money for us. I was able to be Yoshev Lovetach. I could sit, the Haven Batavl, I could sit and learn Torah. He was investing my money and trading for me for Parnosa. He understood learning. V'loi hosli simcha l'brois, delight when I saw him. And he goes on to say, Kol Eisha Erek Sav Yodo Isefa Miksova. Whenever I see, I have photos in those days, whenever I see his handwriting, one of his letters, or one of his svarim, of his younger brother, Yepach Olai Libi Yoiru Yogaini. Once again, I'm back in distress. Kol Eisha Dova, says the Rambam. Ki Ered El Bini Evel Sha'ila. Loshon Yaakov. V'lule ha-Torah shi-shashua, if not for the Torah, I delight with divrei ha-chochma she-eshkach ve-migoyin, that I can forget my woes. By learning Torah, ozovadati ba-onye. And he continues. That's the Rambam. What happened? Rambam. The question we've got now, on Rambam, the Rambam asks this question, On the Nevi'im and on Chazal. Fret the Ramban in Shara Gamol. If we know, as we do know, that of course everything is with a Cheshbon. Of course everything is Mishpo Emes. We know that. And we say, Tabna Magis Marshal, we can dare it, Seichel. We know it's Seichel. What's this then, fret the Ramban? Why are the Nevi'im crying out about it? We learn how to make sense, how to understand, how to have emun in these situations from the Nevi'im, from their psukim. How come the Nevi'im themselves then are crying out when they see tzoras? Why is Yirmiyahu not? Why is Rishon? Vama David, he brings Yeshayahu. Chavakuk, Ioy v'chaveirov. Why? Why are they crying out? They understood it better than anyone else. We learn it from them. Fret the Ramban. Answers the Ramban. On this approach, of course, that were we to have complete information, we would understand it, of course, and we know it, and there's no problem. Intellectually speaking, we have no difficulty. Intellectually speaking. But says the Ramban, it's the reason they're crying out, and Chazal as well. Ein biyodeinu, le mishalva soshoyim. Ein ela kedivri hachoyle. It's like somebody's ill. Shemetzta'a cholu imafig al cheska sachoyli v'tzoyek al toykev atzav ha-goyv. The answer, says Ramban, is because it hurts. Intellectually, you can have all the answers, but it hurts. It's like somebody who is in pain. You cry out. Not questioning intellectually. It's a cry of pain. Says Ramban. The AFLP Sheyoidin Shamida MS or Mishpat Tzedek. Even though knowing, even at the same time, it's not a contradiction. In knowing 100% that the Mishpat is MS, even though we don't have all the information to put it together, but we know that's the case, it still hurts. Rabbi Yosher Ber said Stoicism, Chanukah, so we're talking about Greek philosophy. Stoicism, to be a Stoic, is achzorius. The Rambam in Hilchas Evel, Kol mi she'ena mitz'abel k'moy she'tzivu chachomim. You want to be brave? You want to be a big ma'amin? Well, Evela says, it's not touched me. Hashem, it's all for good. Kim chashov al ha'toiva. Kol mi she'ena mitz'abel k'moy she'tzivu chachomim, hare ze achzori. Cruel person. It's cruelty. The Ramban in the beginning of Teresa Adam says, all Hilchas Havelas and the Hanhogas HaTzadikim, the Alter von Kalm speaks this out in Chochma and Musa, a couple of places, about the Ovis, how Yaakov was when he thought Yosef was gone, right? No? Emunah b'tochan? For all the 22 years. The others. So the Ramban is, and the way the Altaf and Kalm puts it, hikal kotkot, smacks on the head. These stoicism, being a stoic. So the Ramban, he oimates halev bazeh, to be brave, so to speak, courageous, at times like these, when there's tragedy, when there's suffering. Miderech hamered, that's a rebellion against the Ribbono Shel Olam. The terrible events of the beginning of this week in Sydney, it's horrendous. Hashem Yinakim Domam, and the many injured should have refuah shleima. Aber v'choshech al panei sahayim. It's mamash v'choshech al panei sahayim. On vaday we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be yadlik or mitay choshech. However that can be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is yadlik or madlik or mitay choshech. And Elokim chashav l'tayva. And called over Rachman l'tav avit. And it's a davar sikhli as Rambam says in Perish Mishnayos. And after the Yeshua and the Geula, we will give shvach v'edah and the milchamos as well. Then too, as we do with Hanukkah, then after the Yeshua, we will see the big picture, and the combination of them is marbe somehow kavod shemayim, in a way we don't have the information, will be marbe kavod shemayim. And we'll give shvach v'edah for that as well, like the Beis Halevi says. But after all that, noch as. Now, like the Nevi'im, like Chazal, as Ramban says, but it hurts. V'tsoyek al toikef hatzar v'akoyev, we cry out from the severity of the pain. V'af al pi sheyoidin shamida emes v'mishpat tzedek. L'maisa, ein lanu esek with theodicy. Theodicy is a Greek word, which means the justification of God, which is where trying to make sense of tzaras in the world. And at a time of tzara, when things are difficult, that's not the time for philosophy. That's not the time for machshava. It's not the time to be working with the intellect. Yes, we need to learn the chelik of Torah. I went through some of it. Drush v'kabel schar. Learn Torah. But lemaisa einanu esit ben astarim. It's not really our business. What is though is to do what we need to do. All of our pain and difficulty in any situation of suffering, tragedy, melchoma, choshech al panei sahayim. All of that pain and distress needs to bring us to one question and one question only. There's only one question that's of interest. What do I need to do? What do I need to do now? To somehow, in some way, improve the situation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed upon us an obligation. Yes, the Ribbono Shel Olam, of course, that's not really our business. Why this person suffering right now? Can you imagine? Never. Should never happen. Somebody collapses with a heart attack. And the Tzolah members come running in. And they stop. Such a good fella. How could this happen to him? How do we make sense of this kind of suffering in the world? And they stop, they have a purple, and they start talking about different kinds of cheshbonos and different mamari chazal. What are you doing? Help him. Save him. An oni comes along. And you saw cheshbon. Why did the bonishim make it? Why tak it? Give him stalker. Don't talk now. Now's not the time for the intellectual work. We need to feel. No, of course. Everything we've said till now, of course. Absolutely. Mishpat Tzedek. Still, We need to take that pain, the pain which the Nevi'im felt, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Avos, through Chazal, as Ramban says, we need to take that pain and channel that pain into one question only. That's the only question to be asking in at a difficult time. What can I personally do? What can I do, Lemaisa, the Olam HaAsiya? What can I do right now to make a difference? That question we need is a personal question. It's a question one needs to ask one's Ma'ir HaDerech. And that's the question to be asking. Other times, there will come a time when we will give Shvach Veda for the whole picture, and we understand how our Shkofas are correct. But right now, the only question is, what can I do? Friedrich and Chanukah.
And with this free will, he's going to do me harm. He didn't choose to.